Good morning. Thanks, Wanda. The U.S. Senate approved a bill that allows many South Florida water projects to move forward, but Florida transportation projects still hang in the balance. Matt Laszlo has a story from Washington.
The bill that's now on its way to the president provides a new water reserve for Broward County, along with money for ports throughout the region, and it includes numerous Everglades restoration projects. South Florida Democrat Lois Frankel helped craft the compromise. She's hoping it can be an example as lawmakers work to fund the nation's transportation trust fund, which could go broke in July if lawmakers can't figure out a way to raise money now that the national gas tax is bringing in fewer dollars.
I think it's a model of bipartisan cooperation. It's a little bigger issue because the trust fund is going to be bankrupt probably by August. But we have a very good bipartisan spirit on the committee, and we ended up working very well with the Senate. So hopefully that'll give us some momentum.
Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson says the region and nation will be reeling if the transportation bill isn't passed.
Then we don't build roads and bridges.
So far, GOP leaders have rejected raising the gas tax to fix the budget shortfall, and the two sides remain at an impasse. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
With the start of hurricane season come storm preparations. The South Florida Water Management District is prepping for potential flooding with its annual hurricane drill, and it's encouraging South Florida citizens to do the same. Gabe Margasak is a spokesman for the Water Management District.
What's important for residents to know is if you have a canal behind your house or in your neighborhood, knowing who manages and owns that canal is very important, because if you do see a problem after a hurricane, you really want to know who you can call to report a big tree in the canal or debris in the canal. You want to know who to call to help get that fixed.
Hurricane season officially begins on June 1st. David Beckham's group unveiled new drawings Thursday for the proposed soccer stadium in downtown Miami. The plan would fill in the boat slip between the American Airlines Arena and Museum Park. The renderings include a public park and retail space that would be open all year. John Alschuler, Beckham's real estate advisor, told the audience of mostly journalists that downtown Miami needs this project.
This is what Museum Park can never be without this intervention. A grand sweep of abundant acreage along a great bay.
Speakers at the event stressed that the stadium and its construction would be privately funded.
There will be no city funds.
We don't plan to use any government, any city.
At no cost to the taxpayer.
Any county money to build our stadium.
There will be no county funds.
The plan has faced opposition from environmental groups. You can check out the proposed renderings at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre. Now back to Wanda Miles.